Hi, it's Randy Morrison, Associate Editor of the CorporateCounsel.net and DealLawyers.com. I'm here today with Wahid Hassan, Senior Managing Director of Alliance Advisors M&A Proxy Contest Group. In this podcast, Wahid discusses Alliance Advisors' launch of its new board risk score product. Wahid, thank you so much for taking the time to discuss this innovative new product. What is the purpose of the board risk score?
Thank you, Randy, for the opportunity. Let's start with a hypothetical example. Say you are on the board of a public company. What is the single biggest threat to your business plan? It's the activist investor who wants you to either sell the company or significantly modify your strategy. Now let me ask you, if you were a board member, is there any way for you to know if you are the next target of an activist campaign? By the time a company becomes aware of an activist involvement through 13D filing, it is already too late. The established activist investors have spent months conducting due diligence on the company, and in most cases have already reached out to the top shareholders. They are good at what they do, and that is exactly why activist investors now have over $100 billion in assets under management. Coming back to my main question, as a company, how do you know if you're not showing up on an activist screen? The answer is you don't. The investor relations department is not in the business of replicating activist screen, which means you have virtually no way to know if you might be the next target. And this is exactly why we developed the board risk score. We heard this question in numerous board meetings. How do we know if we are next? And the answer was, you don't, until now. The board risk score is an early warning system aimed at identifying key areas of vulnerability that an activist can exploit. Conceptually, it can be viewed as an activist radar system, which is continuously monitoring a company's performance from the lens of an activist investor. It is important to note that the board risk score not only detects the likelihood of an activist involvement, but also highlights potential areas of criticism, which is critical in proactively preparing a response strategy for an activist engagement. In essence, for the first time ever, companies now have a tool that objectively measures the level of vulnerability. Moreover, given the dynamic nature of the board risk score model, companies can now track changes in the level of their vulnerability over time and to key events such as earnings announcement and changes to the strategic plan.
What factors does the score take into account, and why did Alliance Advisors select those factors?
Let me explain our overall approach, and it will give you a good perspective on how we chose the factors and why. As an FYI, our model was built with the help of two PhDs. We began by looking at all the proxy fights announced between 2009 and 14, and tried to identify key financial and share price metrics that activists used in the fight letters and investor presentations. We then overlaid that empirical data with my experience at ISS, where I was involved in over 100 contested meetings, including proxy fights at Target and Office Depot. We spent over 8 months analyzing different data points. Our goal was to replicate the proprietary screens that activists run in order to identify target companies. At the end, we isolated 8 financial variables that largely explained the riskiness of a company to an activist threat. These variables are total shareholder return, revenue growth, operating margin, return on invested capital, impact of acquisition strategy on revenue growth, market reaction to earnings announcement, impact of cash on enterprise value, and changes in analyst estimate for net income over a 1-year period. In order to validate our model, we backtested it. Our backtesting shows that approximately 98% of the companies with activists eventually engaged in a proxy fight for board representation had either high or medium risk score at the time of the initial 13D filing. And that is the validation of this model's predictive power.
Which companies are scored, and how often or when are companies scored?
Currently, the board risk score is available for Russell 3000 companies, excluding those in the financial and insurance sectors. Moreover, the company must be public for at least 3 years. The scores are generated daily and benchmark the company's performance relative to its four-digit GICS group.
What information does a company's score reveal?
The score is a combination of a company's performance on 8 different metrics, and each metric is analyzed separately. That level of detailed analysis allows us to highlight key areas of criticism. For instance, by looking at its board risk score report, the company can easily see whether an activist would focus on poor shareholder return, or low return on invested capital, or declining margin, or history of poor acquisition, or any combination of the 8 metrics. And the layout of the report is very intuitive. We have received tremendous positive feedback from board members saying that the report is very easy to follow and it provides them with actionable insight.
What should a company do with the information?
The board risk score is an early warning system. It's a radar that constantly detects potential areas of weakness. Like any such system, it allows you to reinforce your weak spot before you are under attack. A good comparison is like living in a house with a huge backyard and 20 windows. There is not much you can do to change the design of it, which is similar to your past performance as a company. But you can definitely take steps to minimize the risk of an intruder coming in. What it means is that a company with a high risk score should immediately review its governance structure to raise defenses, if possible. Moreover, by knowing potential areas of criticism, companies can now have custom responses on shelf in case they're criticized by activist investors. At-risk companies should also closely monitor who is attending the investor calls and meetings in order to identify activist investors. Lastly, and most importantly, at-risk companies should have a robust stock surveillance program in order to detect accumulation of shares by activist investors.
How does the company get its score?
The board risk score is provided under a subscription model. Companies can subscribe to the service and can receive the score on a weekly or monthly basis. We can also perform customized peer benchmarking if needed. For more information, you can contact us at brs@allianceadvisorsllc.com or see our contact information on the podcast page.
Thank you, Waheed. This information has been extremely informative. I appreciate your spending the time.
Thank you so much.